This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show on the Boomer Radio Network. The Great Outdoor Radio Show is a production of Great Plains Marketing. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Howdy, everybody! Happy Hi-oh. Big Red Day! Happy Weather Day.
Thank you.
There you go. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show here on the Boomer Radio Network. I'm a boomer. Are you a boomer? That guy there is a boomer.
I've been a boomer for a long time.
That is Jim Flowers, our special guest, everybody. Retired TV meteorologist Jim Flowers, who's been at channels 6, 7, and 3.
Right.
3 as of late.
Complete sweep right there.
How long have you been a TV meteorologist, or had you been?
37 years when I finally retired.
Started when he was 9. Coming from the great state of Ohio.
I did. My brother built me a little FAA radio, and that's how I began.
Wow.
A little bit of trivia right there.
And the cool thing about Jim Flowers is he fishes and hunts big time.
Stick around. I'll give you my best baits.
He's going to reveal his best baits.
Best baits
right here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, production of Great Plains Marketing. When show information, contact Boomer Radio, myboomerradio.com. On the board, who doesn't like to be recognized, but he is going to be recognized, the Dean of Nebraska Radio is Neil Nelkin, everybody. Neil Nelkin!
All right. Hey, Neil! Way to go, Neil!
Oh, he's putting up his mic.
Good morning, boys.
Thank you for being here.
That's a pleasure.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure. It's good to see the legendary.
Legendary is right.
And I'm not talking about you, Greg. I'm talking about Jim Flowers.
No, I have a cult following.
Yeah. So. It's a cult, all right.
Yeah. But I was telling Jerry Gray, our show producer, that on my social media, I have never had this much feedback. It's all been positive. This many likes on Facebook, comments from around the country, from meteorologists now that have gone on to bigger and better things that you hired at Channel 6 here
right,
in town.
Right, right. That's a great tribute, too. And it's just unbelievable. Nice that people recognize that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, thank you very much.
If you really want to know metro area fishing, don't look at me. Look at this guy right here. Let's give you phone numbers. Talk to Jim Flowers. Could be bass fishing, could be cat fishing. Oh, yes, and he hunts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pheasants,
we went dove, quail, deer, dove.
He was just out dove hunting.
Yep.
Phone number to join us, 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Looking forward to chatting with you. I know Jim is. And now we turn to the weather, and there's pressure. There's high pressure on the weather.
That's right, and I'm not doing it, which is kind of a different thing for me. So we're going to turn that over to, Neil and let him handle it?
We're going to go from Neil to Ken Stoicich.
Oh, Ken's going to handle it. Great.
Yeah. Stoicich House of Sausage.
Yeah, thanks for the apple sausage, by the way. Those are to die for, I got to tell you.
Apple
you
sausage.
You got to go to Stoicich. Ask for the apple sausage. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much.
They are to die for.
All right, Ken Stoicich on weather. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th in Bancroft, 130th in Arbor, Stoicich.com.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the weather, Kenny?
Oh, I'm totally intimidated here. I have no idea. Gosh darn, this is going to be the worst weather report I have ever given.
Jerry says you could be sidelined. Jerry, great show producer.
I've got your back, Ken. I got your back on this. Go ahead.
Injured reserve.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go.
Yeah, we got a beautiful day ahead of us. Gosh darn, it's going to be nice. 70s, almost 80, high 70s. It's just going to be a beautiful day. You get out there and really enjoy it because tonight it's going to get dark, of course.
That's what he gets right, Jim.
Yeah, I tried that line. Trust me, that line gets old after a while.
But then we have that R coming in, the rain. Coming in all, it looks like, about pretty much all night until tomorrow morning, about 9, 10 o'clock, it should clean up. And then we got just a nice little soggy mess that everybody enjoys because we need the rain real bad.
How about the Boulder, Colorado weather forecast for the afternoon? Nebraska Cornhuskers versus the Colorado Buffaloes.
They're talking about a little bit of rain out there, too. But
yeah, I saw that. In the mountains.
Hopefully no lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We don't say the L word, do we, Jerry?
We don't say lightning.
Don't say,
lightning. It's a bad word.
Gosh, that was terrible, wasn't it? Oh.
Yeah. I asked Scott Frost at our Hunt with the Huskers event. I said, what's your big thing, coming up for the Husker season? He goes, No lightning.
Yeah.
Two words, no lightning. Mm-hmm. Let's get the games in. That was a big deal. So.
Yeah, that was a shame.
But shouldn't be too bad for that game out there, I don't think. But
no, I think they'll get her in, and it might be a little wet, but what the heck. That makes football fun.
That's right. 2:30 start.
Yep.
Fox, Nebraska versus Colorado. Root on Scott Frost and the Huskers. Hunt them Buffaloes. Sorry, I'm just saying. There we go. And how about a grilling tip or two or three? We got a lot of people are going to be grilling with the weather forecast today. Big time, probably apple sausage, other sausage. What do you say?
Well, I was just like, I was telling Jim a little bit earlier. I said a lot of people like to boil their sausage and then put it on the grill to get the grill flavor. But if you reverse that, you'll have a lot more grill flavor on your sausage.
See, I didn't know that.
Because when you cook it, you're actually neutralizing the proteins in the meat, and it's not going to absorb any flavors. So you want to put it on the grill first, get that grill flavor into the meat, and then take the sausage off, put it in a pan, cover about half full of water, and just for 15 minutes, steam it, and it's going to be fantastic.
Excellent. And you're open today?
Open today till 5:30, and out west, we're open till 6.
All right. Catering, fall events, sure.
Just give me a call at 341-7260.
Thank you, Ken Stoicich. Stoicich House of Sausage. You did well.
Thank you.
The high pressure has dropped to a low pressure system now. Look out. And Stoicich House of Sausage, folks, 24th and Bancroft and South O. And then 130th and Arbor. That's the West store. And Stoicich.com for everything. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Go Big Red. And we take our first time out. When we come back, Jim Flowers on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on the Boomer Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Fall is one of the best times to visit the Lake McConaughey and Ogallala area. Head west for fall fishing, hunting, golfing, and more. Be sure to check out Lake Ogallala's new fishing docks and the kayak launch. Plan your fall getaway at ilovelakemac.com and download the Lake McConaughey app in the App Store and Google Play for lodging and golf coupons. Be the one that got away at Lake McConaughey this fall. A message from the Keith County Visitors Committee.
Hi, I'm Mary from Midwest Tire, and for three generations, Midwest Tire has been right here for you and your car. Midwest Tire offers tires from the brands you know and love. They also offer total car care by ASE-certified automotive technicians for alignments, brakes, shocks and struts, suspension, cooling system, and batteries. Get details at MidwestTireOmaha.com. Midwest Tire, located at 13th and Pacific Streets since 1944. A Best of Omaha winner, 7 years running, and recently the first place winner in Omaha's Choice Award for 2018.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Inventory clearance sales are when you buy, so Apache Camper Center is where you want to be. It's their big inventory clearance sale. Now is the time to find the camper of your dreams. Hurry into their Lincoln, Bellevue, or Kearney location or ApacheCamper.com for incredible savings on all units in stock. They're Nebraska's preferred RV dealer with great savings on parts and accessories as well.
Apache Camper Center, because you got your own way of camping.
Come fall, you can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate. And you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust. In store and online at Shields.com. Are you ready?
They say the happiest days in the life of a boat owner is the day he buys it and the day he sells it. But what about the days in between? Why can't they be happy days as well? At Premier Boating Center, we believe the quality of service is what makes a boat owner happy. And we're dedicated to make you happy every day. We're located in Lincoln, but our service department will help you make the decision to drive a few extra miles for all of your boating needs. For more information, see us at PremierBoatingCenter.com.
Tired Texan is so much more than barbecue. Slow-smoked, hand-rubbed Texas-sliced brisket, handful Texas pork, slow-smoked St. Louis spare rib with a hearty dry rub. Everything is smoked in-house every day. Let Chip and Christine take care of you, your friends, your family, and catering too. Tired Texan at the southwest corner of 108th and L. Fire, smoke, time, passion, and love. Tired Texan, you're going to love it.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues on the Boomer Radio Network. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We are.
You got one, Ray.
I got one.
Holy cow.
You're going a little fast.
It's a big one.
Rod tip up. Rod tip up. Oh,
I got off.
Darn it. Hey, welcome,
man.
Great Outdoor Radio Show with you on Boomer, the Boomer Radio Network. And Jim Flowers is our special guest today, retired TV meteorologist. The meteorologists are kind of like biologists, and those of us in the conservation world, we never retire.
It's funny you bring that up because I've got...
You don't retire.
You're probably not aware. I've got a minor in biology.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that, actually.
You did. I majored at Penn State in meteorology.
I was
going to
say, you're a Nittany Lion, actually.
Right, and I got a minor.
But a Husker fan, too.
Right? I started out in biology and changed majors, and I took enough biology at Penn State. And so now I've got a minor in that, too. So
okay. We have to go now to line number one. It's a mystery caller.
Okay, mystery caller, go ahead.
On line number one, you're on with Jim Flowers.
I was wondering if I could schedule a lunch, and we could talk a little winter forecasting here in the near future, Jim.
You know what? I don't know. I kind of out of the biz there, guy.
You don't want to hang out with a guy like me?
Rusty, how's it going?
That is Rusty Lord, the WWT6 chief meteorologist.
And I got to put a plug in. Rusty and I did meet last fall before he issued his winter forecast, and... Rusty, I will pass the kudos along to you. You had the most accurate winter forecast of anybody around.
There wasn't
a single winter forecast that called for above normal snowfall here. Nobody, I mean nobody, did. And Rusty and I talked about it. It was the only question were amounts. And I'd be more than happy to sit down with you again, Rusty, and we'll talk over some weather.
I love learning from the best. Anybody in their right mind, who would have said 50-plus inches of snow? I mean, good night. That was ridiculous.
Nobody. Nobody would. We were sitting there, and we were kicking it around, and Rusty's like, I think I'll start out at 44, at 45. And I said, Rusty, boy, I don't know. We're 150% above normal on rain. The track is to our south. You know, we could easily pull off 50. I mean, we don't get 50 inches at all. Son of a gun. What did we wind up with, Rusty? 53? Or I forget where we wound up, 53, 55.
Yeah, I think it was, depending on where. I think it's 53 to 55 is where we measured.
Right.
You know how it varies from Epley to Valley.
It does.
Depending
it does.
On who's sticking a ruler where.
But we wound up with, I think, 25 inches in the month of February. Of course, that set us up for the flood. All that's history, too. So. But
yeah.
No, Rusty.
You hired Rusty Lord.
I hired Rusty. I hired Rusty. One of the best Mets that I've ever hired. And he's very good at what he does. So
very good.
You
at
folks
what he
that
does.
Are listening, watch Rusty when it comes to your forecast. He's big time. Yeah.
He has to deal with me now every Wednesday afternoon.
I bet he looks forward to that.
Yeah.
Just like you did. Does he handle prop detail now too?
I'm trying to make sure I was trying to get his key card access revoked, but nobody's helping me out with that one.
That's funny.
Yes. No, Rusty, you do a great job. Jim, great hire. Rusty, how long have you been at 6 News? Tell everybody.
I'm on my 12th year now.
Whoa.
Woo!
Crazy.
Congratulations.
I know. I had hair when I started. Crazy.
Well, hey, Rusty, mine was black, so mine now is gray. So
I'm graying as well.
12 years of trying to forecast the winter will do that.
Yeah, it will.
There you go. All right. Anything else to add to Jim Flowers, Rusty Lord?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, we talk quite a bit, and I wanted to say, thanks for hiring me, and thanks for bringing me down here. I've had a great time, and it's still fun learning from you and chatting with you, and we'll text back and forth every now and then, and
Yep.
And chat a little bit about weather. And, yeah, we'll have to get some lunch here soon. I've already started to dive into the winter forecasting a little bit already.
Okay.
Got to get started early. And what have you guys been talking about already?
Not much.
Not much.
You're the first caller.
You're the first caller.
You're the first one out of the box.
We're going to talk about
some fishing.
And how weather affects some of that.
And hunting and how weather plays into that.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Well, I think I'm going to refill my coffee and watch a little college game day here and get settled in for a good day of football.
Well, good. Right. Rusty, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Rusty. Pleasure talking with you.
You bet. Good talking with you guys.
We're going to meet for lunch and go over that winter forecast.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Love you, Rusty. Thank you, buddy.
Later, guys.
WWT's 6th Chief Meteorologist, Rusty Lord. We thank Rusty for calling in. Lines are open for you to chat with Jim Flowers. You all, you know, chimed into my social media and... now you can chime in with Jim directly, 402-553-1490. Jim, let's get into the weather aspect, especially with fishing. A lot of people still fishing fall.
Right.
The feedback is on now for a lot of these predatory game fish. Let's talk a little weather. Let's talk a little fishing.
Okay. What do you want to know? I'll give you. How'd you like my two
when
best?
When does Jim Flowers go? What are you watching? What are you keying into? What are the things that you're monitoring?
The only thing I look at is wind and thunderstorm. That's all I care about. We were talking whether I look at moon phases. A lot of guys swear by those. Don't even look at them. And we were talking about if you're out fishing and you haven't been out for a while, how do you start? That's one of the hardest things if you're out in a boat. Well, you know, where do you start? How do you start? And I always start with the last pattern I had. If the fish were shallow and on grassy areas, that is where I will begin, and I'll work my way out into deeper water. But I always start with the last pattern that I was fishing and then kind of go from there.
What about hunting? We have the archery deer hunting season open right now for longbow, obviously, compound bow and crossbow. That's underway. Dove season is underway. You've been out dove hunting. We'll talk about that.
Yep.
Grouse hunting season is open. This morning... opened up Nebraska's teal duck hunting season. So with hunting, and kind of focus maybe on the deer, on the bow thing, what are you looking at with weather? Does that play a part, or do you go when you can safely go?
Well, it does play a role. And as any of the deer hunters know, a full moon is one of the toughest times to be out deer hunting. You're walking into a field, the deer can see you from a quarter mile away in a full moon. You want to be out. I like to go on new moon or when there's a crescent, whatever.
I agree.
And you can get into the woods fairly easily. And that week, especially if you're archery hunting, you can get deer now, but I like to get out that week right before gun season starts. It's usually fairly close to when or if the rut is peaking
right.
Or very close to the peak of the rut. There will be deer moving that maybe you haven't seen on camera. You know, you have what I call resident deer that are in that area. You'll see them on camera all the time. But then you have deer that are following does during that rut, and you'll have deer that you've never seen before. Could be much bigger than the ones you have on camera. And if you're out there, pardon me, during that rut or the pre-rut, you're going to see deer that you haven't seen, and you have a great opportunities then. So that's kind of what I look at.
Let's play a little Great Outdoor Trivia. What do you say? Round number one, we're going to go back to fishing. Special guest today is Jim Flowers, retired TV meteorologist. Yes, he's been at Channel 7.
Then at 6.
Then finished up at Channel 3.
Channel 3, right?
Wow. All the way around.
Yep, made a complete sweep.
Yep, and so many are chiming in. Roseanne Shannon says hello.
Oh, great. Roseanne. If you're out there, love you. Yeah,
yep.
We had a
Neil
great time.
Neil says hi, too.
Yep.
There you go. Let's do Great Outdoor Trivia round number one, playing for that Shields gift package, Omaha Shields store, Village Point, $10 Shields gift card, cap t-shirt. Going to throw in the new Nebraska Public Lands Atlas for your outdoor recreation and hunting. I brought you one, Jim.
Thank you. That'll come in handy.
Also going to include 1 pound of Stoicich sausage, your choice. You can't win, Jim.
Go
you
apple.
Already have
go
yours.
With the apple. Go with the apple
there you
sausage.
Go. And then a 3-year family membership to the Greater Omaha Scuba Club. There's a fine bunch of people there. Quite the prize pack. Here we go. Talking fishing. Now, James, the primary bait fish or prey fish that anglers need to imitate with a lure this time of year when fishing many Nebraska waters is what? We're going to ask the audience out there listening to Boomer Radio Network, can you name that bait fish for us? And... any hints you want to give? Do you want to?
Nope. You've given more than enough.
402.
Yep.
553-1490. First caller with the correct answer wins. 402-553-1490.
to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on the Boomer Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
When a restaurant serves folks delicious meals for more than 100 years, you gotta think they're doing something right. Come to Petro's Family Restaurant for your Nebraska tailgating get-together. Join your friends on the heated patio for grilled brats and burgers, malts and milkshakes, happy hour specials during the game, and full surround sound on two enormous HD TV screens. Petro's Family Restaurant, an Omaha tradition for more than 100 years at 60th and Center. Get all the details at petros.com.
Hi, I'm Mary from Midwest Tire, and for three generations, Midwest Tire has been right here for you and your car. Midwest Tire offers tires from the brands you know and love. They also offer total car care by ASE certified automotive technicians for alignments, brakes, shocks and struts, suspension, cooling system, and batteries. Get details at MidwestTireOmaha.com. Midwest Tire, located at 13th and Pacific Streets since 1944. A Best of Omaha winner 7 years running, and recently the first place winner in Omaha's Choice Award for 2018.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Inventory clearance sales are when you buy, so Apache Camper Center is where you want to be. It's their big inventory clearance sale. Now is the time to find the camper of your dreams. Hurry into their Lincoln, Bellevue, or Kearney location or ApacheCamper.com for incredible savings on all units in stock. They're Nebraska's preferred RV dealer with great savings on parts and accessories as well.
Apache Camper Center, 'cause you got your own way of camping.
Come fall, you can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate, and you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust, in-store and online at Shields.com. Are you ready?
They say the happiest days in the life of a boat owner is the day he buys it and the day he sells it. But what about the days in between? Why can't they be happy days as well? At Premier Boating Center, we believe the quality of service is what makes a boat owner happy. And we're dedicated to make you happy every day. We're located in Lincoln, but our service department will help you make the decision to drive a few extra miles for all of your boating needs. For more information, see us at PremierBoatingCenter.com.
Tired Texan is so much more than barbecue. Slow smoked, hand rubbed Texas sliced brisket, handful Texas pork, slow smoked St. Louis spare rib with a hearty dry rub. Everything is smoked in house every day. Let Chip and Christine take care of you, your friends, your family, and catering too. Tired Texan at the southwest corner of 108th and L. Fire, smoke, time, passion, and love. Tired Texan, you're going to love it.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues on the Boomer Radio Network. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Good morning to you. This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show, your Great Outdoor Radio Show here on the Boomer Radio Network. Good times, great oldies, and the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Neil Nelkin on the board answering your phone calls. Very special guest today, good friend, longtime friend of mine, avid, ardent outdoorsman, Jim Flowers, retired TV meteorologist, even though you really never retire.
You don't retire from weather.
You're into it, the weather, especially here on the Great Plains in Nebraska. And I never envied any meteorologist here on the Great Plains trying to get this Nebraska-Iowa weather
correct. It's tough. It's tough. A lot of things develop here.
Darn it. Mm-hmm. Tough stuff coming off the Rockies. Yeah, mm-hmm. Big time. Hey, we have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia round number one. By the way, you can connect right here with Jim Flowers. Our phone number, talk to him live, 402-553-1490. Call in. Don't be bashful. 402-553.
Yeah, it's intimidating.
1490. Yeah. Jim Flowers is not intimidating.
Come on.
Yeah, so we have a winner. And the question, if you're just joining us on Boomer, primary baitfish or preyfish that anglers need to imitate with the lure this time of year when fishing many Nebraska waters is what? Can you name that baitfish? And Mike Zahm of Elkhorn, good morning, Mike. Thanks for listening, calling in. You win. Mike Zahm of Elkhorn, Jim Flowers.
Way to go, Mike.
What fish did he say?
He said shad, I believe.
That is correct.
We would have accepted threadfin shad, any kind of
gizzard
shad.
Gizzard shad, whatever. Yeah.
If it was shad was in there,
you
he
got
was going to win.
Yep. And congratulations to Mike. What do you think about imitating shad this time of year? Bait fish have grown.
They have. The next 2 months, actually September is a pretty changeable month. By about the third week in September, we get our first good front coming in. That looks like it'll be next week, so that's right on schedule. So, yeah, you're going to want to start throwing crankbaits and stuff like that.
Hmm.
I was out yesterday. Water temps are still pretty warm. 76 to 77 for a water temp. Visibility when I was out at Prairie Queen was about 10 to 12 inches, something like that. I was throwing wacky worms, and the fish were chasing them. So I had rigged it up wacky style. If you don't know what that means, it's you put the hook through the middle of the worm versus one of the ends.
Looks like a U.
Yep, and you put a light weight on there, and they were on weed lines out at Prairie Queen. Caught five or six in like an hour, but yeah. And that's what they thought it was. They thought it was some kind of shad, and they were hitting a moving lure.
Cool. We have a caller on line number one. This is Mike Cunningham of Kohler Waterfowl Hunting Blinds. Good friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Going to have Mike on. And he wants to talk to you, Jim Flowers.
What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Jim, I just want to thank you for all the dedicated service we got for years and years and years with your weather forecast. In my industry and in my business, the wind and wind direction and wind forecast obviously is the most important thing to a duck hunter. And you were always spot on.
Thank you.
We could count on you every single morning and every single night.
Great. I appreciate the compliment, Mike. I really do. I think I've had more compliments since I've been retired than I actually have when I was working. That's the way that works. I put a lot of time and effort into forecasting. And
you're a hunter and an angler yourself.
Yeah, and you have to use that information. If you're deer hunting, I know that becomes critical.
Wind is huge.
Wind speeds become critical. You know, deer are really skittish when that wind's blowing, and they tend to stay lower in the woods, things like that. And these guys that are working outdoors becomes critical for them. They're doing spraying, whatever it may be. But yeah, it's a big deal. And I appreciate the compliment.
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing that you mentioned was the moon phase. And, you know, I keep a very elaborate book, just like Ralph Kohler did. And I can tell you that the moon phase is huge for us also.
Okay.
Those full moon, 3 or 4 days in there where there's that bright moon and almost the day before and the day after, those are really tough unless you got some cloud cover and things going on. But, you know, just listening to you every night, you know, you had your decoys and everything set,
yep.
You know, the night before we'd listen to you, we'd know we were good. And boy, you'd throw an extra box of shells in after Jim Flowers says it's going to be northwest at 15 to 20. Thank you again.
Well, thank you. The one thing that I did that no other meteorologist in town did was I actually did fishing forecasts, and I did hunting.
I loved it. I did hunting, didn't I?
I did hunting,
like,
yeah.
Jim,
I did hunting forecasts. I did the deer opener.
Yep.
The guys
I didn't have time with my stuff.
Right.
Like, Jim, you got to do this, too.
I would show my favorite lures that I've been using.
Yep. I did some pieces with those, too.
Yep. And I told guys that they had, if they're going deer hunting the next, you know, if it was the opener, what's the wind going to be? Is it going to pick up? Is it not going to be? They would decide what stand they're going to hunt based on that wind forecast. And that becomes critical. And you make a connection with people. You know, it's not just about weather. It's about connecting with your viewers and your listeners, just like you do here, Greg. It's the same thing.
Yep.
And passing information along that people use and can apply in their daily life. And that's what makes it fun. It really does.
All right. Thank you, Mike Cunningham, Kohler Waterfowl Hunting Blinds. We'll have Mike on before too long, before he gets too busy.
Yeah.
So appreciate the call, Mike. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
There he goes. All right, now we're going to go to the next line available. This is Rich Losey of the Nebraska Walleye Association.
Oh,
good morning, Rich.
Hey, Rich, you got any frozen walleye you want to give up?
as a matter of fact, I do.
Shall we all be over about 2:15 for the Husker kickoff?
Yeah, my wife's got a dynamite beer batter recipe for those walleye.
Lovely Barb.
I gotta tell you, I just had a family fish fry on Wednesday, and boy, they love the walleye.
Damn, off by just a few days.
We had to be
so close.
Exactly, Rich. Hey, what do you want to talk about?
I wanted to throw something out there. I saw Greg's report the other day, and he talked about big bait this time of year to use big bait. And 2 weeks ago, we were up at the Kevin J. Murray Memorial Tournament pre-fishing. And we caught two of our biggest fish for the year. The first one came on a 4-inch sucker chub.
Wow, okay.
And the second one came on a number 11 flicker minnow. Now, if you look at those baits, they're all 4 and 5 inches long.
Right.
So this is absolutely true. This is big bait, big fish time of year.
Right. And I used to, when I fish bass tournaments, spring and fall, I fish jig and pig a lot, and I used a bigger trailer, a Zoom Super Chunk trailer, which is a bigger trailer, on my jig because I was targeting bigger fish. And I told the story. I've caught 63 bass over 5 pounds on that jig, and it's a bigger it's a bigger bait, and I use a Texas craw or Missouri craw as my skirt color. Because you can use it in muddy water, you can use it in clear water. In the spring, they think it's a crayfish. In the summer, they think it's a frog. And so it's a multi-purpose lure. But you're right. Big lures do catch big fish.
Right. We were on Lewis and Clark for this tournament. The slot fish were coming from the western end in 4 to 6 foot of water. The bigger fish were coming on the river channels. If you know where the river channels are, you need to work the brake lines.
Okay. How deep is the water there? The break. How much of a break was there?
Oh, we were in about 23 foot of water, coming up to probably 18 or 19.
Okay.
But right. we were working up the break lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent information.
Right.
I've got to ask you, or Jim Flowers, we were up in South Dakota 1 year, and I swear we bumped into you on Horseshoe Lake.
No, you may have. You may have. We were up there.
You fish South Dakota.
Oh, yeah. That's where I go. I go to the Glacier Lakes up there.
Yep, Glacier Lake. Yep.
And I think right about that time is when the new state record smallmouth was set on that lake.
You were fishing smallies.
7 pounds, 4 ounces, I believe, was the state record.
Gentleman caught it on
A-rig. Right.
And that lake also gave us a 28-inch walleye.
Wow.
And it's just a small lake, but boy, is the fishing good.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but that lake is full, and I mean full of crayfish. And we had talked to one of the game guys up there, and they said when they do some of their surveys, they put their nets out. He said their nets have come close to breaking because of so many crayfish. And that's the smallmouth. The smallmouth, we caught 30 smallies that day. Only 3 of them were under 3 pounds. We caught a dozen that were over 5. I caught my first 5-pound smallmouth up there. I wound up getting 5 over 5 pounds.
Wow.
My partner had whatever the balance was.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a picture I call a pair of fives. I got a 5'6" and a 5 and a 5'4". It's a great lake. It really is.
It's off the beaten path, that's for sure.
It is. It's kind of hard to get to. I wouldn't want to go there when it's muddy or if they've had a good rain, because it's kind of tough to get into. And the boat ramp, you can get a smaller boat in. A bigger boat can be a little bit harder. But, yeah, those lakes up there, Clear Lake, Pickerel, Enemy Swim, all those glacier lakes are great if you're looking for smallmouth. They really are.
You bet.
Okie dokie,
well,
Rich.
Talking to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much. Rich Losey, Nebraska Walleye Association. Appreciate him. Up against a heartbreak, got to take that. This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer with Jim Flowers and me, Greg Wagner. Our phone number to join the conversation, 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on the Boomer Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best?
Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicic for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Fall is one of the best times to visit the Lake McConaughey and Ogallala area. Head west for fall fishing, hunting, golfing, and more. Be sure to check out Lake Ogallala's new fishing docks and the kayak launch. Plan your fall getaway at ilovelakemac.com and download the Lake McConaughey app in the App Store and Google Play for lodging and golf coupons. Be the one that got away at Lake McConaughey this fall. A message from the Keith County Visitors Committee.
Hi, I'm Mary from Midwest Tire, and for three generations, Midwest Tire has been right here for you and your car. Midwest Tire offers tires from the brands you know and love. They also offer total car care by ASE-certified automotive technicians for alignments, brakes, shocks and struts, suspension, cooling system, and batteries. Get details at MidwestTireOmaha.com. Midwest Tire, located at 13th and Pacific Streets since 1944. A Best of Omaha winner, 7 years running, and recently the first place winner in Omaha's Choice Award for 2018.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Inventory clearance sales are when you buy, so Apache Camper Center is where you want to be. It's their big inventory clearance sale. Now is the time to find the camper of your dreams. Hurry into their Lincoln, Bellevue, or Kearney location or ApacheCamper.com for incredible savings on all units in stock. They're Nebraska's preferred RV dealer with great savings on parts and accessories as well.
Apache Camper Center, cause you got your own way of camping.
Come fall. You can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate. And you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust in-store and online at Shields.com. Are you ready?
They say the happiest days in the life of a boat owner is the day he buys it and the day he sells it. But what about the days in between? Why can't they be happy days as well? At Premier Boating Center, we believe the quality of service is what makes a boat owner happy. And we're dedicated to make you happy every day. We're located in Lincoln, but our service department will help you make the decision to drive a few extra miles for all of your boating needs. For more information, see us at PremierBoatingCenter.com.
Tired Texan is so much more than barbecue. Slow-smoked, hand-rubbed Texas-sliced brisket, handful Texas pork, slow-smoked St. Louis spare ribs with a hearty dry rub. Everything is smoked in-house every day. Let Chip and Christine take care of you, your friends, your family, and catering too. Tired Texan at the southwest corner of 108th and L. Fire, smoke, time, passion, and love. Tired Texan, you're going to love it.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues on the Boomer Radio Network. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We have returned on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on the Boomer Radio Network, myboomerradio.com. Appreciate Neil Nelkin here. Appreciate Nick Burris in the background, Super Nick. And then also we had a sighting of a great guy and a good friend of mine, Mike Shane. There's a radio legend right there. Not in his own mind either. Mike Shane, everybody.
He was just here a second ago.
Yeah, he was. So yep. Very special guest today is Jim Flowers.
This has been fun. I haven't been in front of a microphone.
He's retired, but he doesn't retire. TV meteorologist. Like
this is a microphone. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, 7, 6, and 3.
Yeah.
And we're talking hunting and fishing, weather, everything else. Phone lines are open. Great Outdoor Trivia Round number 2 coming up. 402-553-1490. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite game species to hunt, and why?
I enjoy archery hunting deer, and it's not so much people go. It's not so much the shooting of the deer or the killing it, whatever it is. That's not it. And it's hard to explain to people that have never been in the woods when the moon hands off to the sun. And it's the best way to explain it. If you're out there when it's dark and when the sun comes up and things, the woods are waking up, there is nothing better than to be out in the woods when they wake up. I've had a bobcat go underneath my deer stand, sit there looking around, just kind of checking things out, and then he goes running off into a cornfield. I've had a couple of small baby raccoons come out of a dead tree, go down. Yeah, I've had deer right underneath my tree stand, had no clue I was there, never shot them. But if you've never been in the woods, when the woods wake up, boy, you are really, really missing something. And that to me is what it's about. And if you've never done it, it's hard to explain. They'll say, you mean you just go out and sit in the woods? Yeah. Because 90%, 99% of your time, you're sitting there. And I'll tell you, it's gorgeous. It's almost a religious experience to be out there. And it's just, it's hard to explain. It really is to someone that has never done it.
Agreed. Favorite fish?
Ooh.
It has to be. Smallmouth. Oh, I love smallmouth.
Really? I would have guessed. Large bucket mouth, large
no,
mouth.
No, I would.
Smallies, you're addicted to smallies.
I am addicted to smallmouth.
We've just heard about that, too.
Yep, I was up in South
the
Dakota.
The Bronze Bombers.
Yep, in mid-June.
Boy, do they fight.
Oh, they're crazy. Oh, it's up in the Glacier Lakes of South Dakota. If you want to go smallmouth, that's the place to go. Either there, possibly in Kansas, although they're dealing with high water like we are. They don't have the high water up in South Dakota.
Let's go to line number one, Dennis. You're on with Jim Flowers on
What's
Boomer.
Up, Dennis?
Oh, not much. Jim, I just have first question I have to ask you is, how much does Greg pay you to be his friend?
I don't know. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Apple sausage.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Fulfill the request.
Yeah, some of that apple sausage is to die.
From Ken Stoicich. Stoicich toss some sausage.
That's it. I got a bag of it right here. I'm ready to rock this afternoon watching the game.
Yes. The other thing, too, is, you were talking about sitting in the woods. I was deer hunting once. It had rained, so I didn't go up into the tree, but I was sitting on the ground and felt something on my arm, looked over, and I didn't know Nebraska had tree frogs in it until that day.
Really? Yeah, Cope's Gray tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And I was going to see what I could get away with that frog and rub the top of its head for a second.
Change colors on you?
No, I thought it was going to jump away. He put his head down like more.
Yeah. Yeah, Cope's Gray tree frog.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I sat there and petted that frog for probably 20 minutes, and then it got warm off me and hopped away happy.
Yep. What bugs me is when you get a squirrel that does you in.
Oh.
You're sitting there, and then you get some squirrel. You make one
constant
little movement,
chattering,
and they'll be 20 feet
acorns
away, and they
dropping,
will not,
walnuts dropping.
They will not be quiet.
No.
Yeah.
You're on their turf.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
No, why I called is Game and Parks, and you haven't mentioned this today, is helping putting on World O' Water out at Wurzband today at noon.
Yeah, big event. Major event.
It's great for the kids to go out to. It's free, and they can learn why we need to do water conservation and keep everything clean.
Absolutely, and I think Game and Parks will have kayaks out there, probably some fishing gear. Staff will be out there as well. Be a good time.
And we're going to try with the scuba club having a couple people in the water just so they can see kind of what we pull out of there.
There you go.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And it starts at what time once again, Dennis?
Noon.
Noon. Yeah. Noon.
How long does it go
today?
Again? How long does it go?
Noon till 4. 4 hours.
All right. So it's, cool. Go on out. We're Spawn Lake, Southwest Omaha. There you go. Dennis, got to run along. Thank you, my friend. Good plug there. Always appreciate hearing from you. And we need to take another time out on the Boomer Radio Network Great Outdoor Radio Show with Jim Flowers.
Coming up after the break, I will give you my two best bass lures. How's that?
Oh, around. And then after the break, we will do Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. Stick around.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on the Boomer Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best?
Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Fall is one of the best times to visit the Lake McConaughey and Ogallala area. Head west for fall fishing, hunting, golfing, and more. Be sure to check out Lake Ogallala's new fishing docks and the kayak launch. Plan your fall getaway at ilovelakemac.com and download the Lake McConaughey app in the App Store and Google Play for lodging and golf coupons. Be the one that got away at Lake McConaughey this fall. A message from the Keith County Visitors Committee.
Hi, I'm Mary from Midwest Tire, and for three generations, Midwest Tire has been right here for you and your car. Midwest Tire offers tires from the brands you know and love. They also offer total car care by ASE-certified automotive technicians for alignments, brakes, shocks and struts, suspension, cooling system, and batteries. Get details at MidwestTireOmaha.com. Midwest Tire, located at 13th and Pacific Streets since 1944, a Best of Omaha winner 7 years running, and recently the first place winner in Omaha's Choice Award for 2018.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Inventory clearance sales are when you buy, so Apache Camper Center is where you want to be. It's their big inventory clearance sale. Now is the time to find the camper of your dreams. Hurry into their Lincoln, Bellevue, or Kearney location or ApacheCamper.com for incredible savings on all units in stock. They're Nebraska's preferred RV dealer with great savings on parts and accessories as well.
Apache Camper Center, cause you got your own way of camping.
Come fall, you can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate. And you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust, in-store and online at Shields.com. Are you ready?
They say the happiest days in the life of a boat owner is the day he buys it and the day he sells it. But what about the days in between? Why can't they be happy days as well? At Premier Boating Center, we believe the quality of service is what makes a boat owner happy. And we're dedicated to make you happy every day. We're located in Lincoln, but our service department will help you make the decision to drive a few extra miles for all of your boating needs. For more information, see us at PremierBoatingCenter.com.
Tired Texan is so much more than barbecue. Slow-smoked, hand-rubbed Texas-sliced brisket, handful Texas pork, slow-smoked St. Louis spare ribs with a hearty dry rub. Everything is smoked in-house every day. Let Chip and Christine take care of you, your friends, your family, and catering too. Tired Texan at the southwest corner of 108th and L. Fire, smoke, time, passion, and love. Tired Texan, you're going to love it.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues on the Boomer Radio Network. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
I got another big one on. Oh, there he is. I got this one. Oh,
no, you don't.
Oh,
do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Grab the net.
Yeah.
What net?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the net?
There's no net.
There's no net.
Oh, well.
Here we are. Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show with me, Greg Wagner, Jim Flowers, special guest today. I want to thank our fine show sponsors for making this program possible. Midwest Tire, Shields, Oak Creek Sporting Club, Lake McConaughey and the Keith County Visitors Committee, Apache Camper Center, Premier Boating Center of Lincoln, Storage House of Sausage, Tired Texan Barbecue. And Jim Flowers, let us play, before we get into your favorite...
My two best
two
lures.
There you lures, go. The go-to lures for area
guaranteed,
bass fishing.
By the way. Guaranteed.
Ooh, he's guaranteeing,
guaranteeing them.
So let's do Great Outdoor Trivia round number two. Here we go. This is open to all of you. that prize pack. I'm not going to really go through it, but...
Good stuff. There's good stuff.
There's lots of stuff in it.
Yeah, we give away good stuff.
We're talking hunting now. Right up Jim Flowers' alley. Nebraska first allowed the use of a crossbow for anybody under the authority of an archery deer hunting permit in what year? Give us that year where crossbow hunting became more widespread under the auspice of an archery deer hunting permit in Nebraska. Yes, Jim Flowers was on air then as the chief meteorologist at Omaha's WWT-TV, Channel 6.
Yep.
And I picked this from your annals of weather. The all-time warmest Thanksgiving day.
I'm not into climatology.
Occurred this year at 73 degrees. That's all I can say about that. Everybody's going to try to Google that now.
Yeah, I know.
So the first caller with the correct answer wins this big prize package here on Boomer Radio. Call in 402-553-1490. All right.
Okay.
The top two lures.
I'm going to give you my two best lures for bass fishing.
Metro area.
They're made by Z-Man. One is the big TRD.
We're talking the jargon, folks.
Big TRD. If you said big turd at wherever you get over at Shields, they'll know what you're talking about. And the Hula Z. Both of these you can get at Shields. At least the last time I was there, you could. In molting craw. Molting craw. I fished the big TRD, wacky rigged with a 3/16 ounce tungsten slip sinker. I don't like the big ones. Tungsten has a much smaller profile, much better to use. Or an 1/8 ounce if the fish are aggressive and shallow. The Hula Z, again, molting craw. I fish on a 1/10 ounce Z-Man hook, weedless hook. I caught fish all summer. I was out at Prairie Queen yesterday. They were hitting the big TRD rigged that wacky style with a slip sinker. And those are my two best baits. If you can't catch them on that, they ain't biting.
All right. And you really like fishing over drop-offs and bottom contour changes.
I like vertical.
Fishing
vertical changes.
Yeah, the fish, vertical jigging even?
Yeah, vertical because fish will move up or down. If you fish shallow water, you run the risk of fish moving out into deeper water for whatever reason. Could be influx of muddy water, whatever, warmer, colder, whatever. I like to fish vertical drops, anything that goes from like 2 feet down to about 8. Great place to start.
All right, no winners on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two.
All wrong guesses.
Nebraska first allowed the use of crossbow for anyone under the authority of an archery deer hunting permit in the Cornhusker State in what year? It's more than 5 years ago and less than 20 years ago. So more than five and less than 20. Call in. First caller wins the prize pack. 402-553.
Can you give
me
any more of a hint?
You want to narrow the years? 553-1490. So there you go. Do you have favorite waters to fish here in the area for bass? You like Lake Wanahoo.
I like Wanahoo. Prairie Queen has been a good one. Carter Lake is actually a very good lake. Carter is a very good lake for big bass, but they can be tough to catch because it's a shallow lake. It warms up. So that's another good one. Summit has been good this year. A lot of the lakes that, you know, some of the smaller ones, if you want to go take a smaller boat, have gotten hit real hard with the flood. Louisville, I used to go down there. Fremont, although they did some surveys, Fremont didn't get hit quite as hard.
Correct.
But I like to stay close to home. You know, Prairie Queen's kind of my home lake. But I'll fish Wanahoo. My son Patrick likes to go out to Wanahoo. I have to give a special shout out. We were talking about 37 years in the business to Barb and Brian and Patrick for putting up with my late nights
wife
and all that,
and
yeah,
boys.
That good stuff. I have to give a special shout out to them for those 37 years.
And I got to give a big shout out to an individual who is on another radio station with great pipes, great voice. Big Jeffy.
Big Jeffy.
I love Jeff.
We went dove hunting down there at Yankee Hill last Sunday for the opener. Had fun down there. I was one for one.
I practiced shooting release.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
People are looking at me going, come on, Wagner.
Yeah, I had one shot, one bird. Okay, I'm done. That's it.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, this fog was an issue for us last weekend.
Yeah. What do you think about Nebraska as the mixed bag capital for hunting and angling? We have so many different species of game for fish and wildlife.
The only thing I wish we could add, and I've talked to Daryl Bauer about this, would be more smallmouth lakes if we could do it.
Yeah, that would we've be the talked one, about that
that's,
too.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I know there's Warax along I-80.
Right.
There were some in Two Rivers, the Trout Lake. I don't know how that was impacted by the flood.
Impacted big time.
Yeah.
Terrible
water
quality.
You go out west. Big Mac, I know, has smallmouth. Some of the other lakes out west. But, you know, I know we've gone back and forth about, you know, whether they can coexist like they do in some of the other states. It'd be nice if we could add smallmouth to some of these lakes and actually have it, have them stick around.
What do you have on your bucket list that you would like to do yet, fishing and hunting-wise?
You know what? I haven't. It's funny you
said. Have you thought of that?
I haven't thought of that. My bucket list includes actually seeing a football game at Penn State. I never saw a game at
you know
Beaver
that
Stadium.
End zone's a little bit bigger. I
oh,
had
yeah.
to bring that up. I'm
yeah.
a Husker
hey,
fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least one corner yeah. of it is exactly.
The Nittany Lions have recovered pretty well.
Yeah,
from
they have.
Everything
very
going
well.
On. We have a winner.
Oh,
on
yes.
trivia.
Hi-oh.
Nebraska first allowed the use of a crossbow for anybody under the authority of an archery deer hunting permit in what year? And Ben from Omaha gets it right.
Way to go, Ben.
And what year was that, Jim, real quick?
Looks like 2011.
2011.
2011.
Good job, Ben.
Way to go, Ben.
And Ben gets all the big prize back there.
Does that music? Does that music mean that's it?
You know
done?
That is a professional broadcaster big
I'm
time.
I'm done? Neil's giving us a wrap?
Yeah, he's giving us all these signals.
Oh,
and
man. Nice. Holy, well, it's been great.
Thank you, buddy.
It has been fun.
We got to do this again.
Yeah,
we got
really.
More to talk about.
Oh, we really do.
A lot
it's
of good
lot
information.
Of
appreciate your service of many
Thank
moons.
You. Thank you very. It was a great, great. I was born to do it, and
you
it
were
was fun,
big you time. Know. And you eat it, breathe it, sleep
yep.
it.
Yep, exactly.
Live it.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate
Thank you
the
very
invite.
Much, Jim Flowers. Everybody, retired TV meteorologist. Appreciate him. We'll talk at you 1 week from today on Boomer with Terry Criz of the Oak Creek Sporting Club. Chat with you then. Have a great, safe weekend.
Good times and great oldies. KOBM Omaha. KIBM Omaha. Council Bluffs. KOBM FM Blair. The Boomer Radio Network.